Good morning. It's November 30th, 2025. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
This report covers recent developments surrounding Apple Inc., including insights from its past co-founder Steve Jobs and the company's current performance. In a statement, Benzinga shared that Apple has been making headlines for several reasons, starting with the innovative approach of Steve Jobs to employee investment. Back in 1983, Jobs emphasized the importance of making employees feel like owners through stock options, a strategy he believed was crucial for fostering a strong company culture. Looking at the present, Apple appears to be on track for a record-setting first quarter. The recent launch of the iPhone 17 has not only boosted sales, but also positioned Apple to potentially reclaim its title as the leading smartphone maker, a position it last held in 2011. Analysts suggest that the strong performance in the fourth quarter could be surpassed in the upcoming quarter. In other news, Apple has released its annual holiday advertisement, titled A Critter Carol. This ad showcases handcrafted puppets and highlights features of the iPhone 17 Pro. Apple's chief executive officer, Tim Cook, described the ad as capturing holiday cheer and a touch of magic through the lens of the new device. Additionally, Apple has informed the European Commission that its services, Apple Ads and Apple Maps, meet the requirements of the Digital Markets Act. This classification as core platform services means that regulators will now assess whether these services will be designated as gatekeepers, which would impose stricter compliance obligations on the company. Overall, these developments reflect Apple's strong market presence and innovative strategies as it heads into a promising quarter.
This report covers Tesla's hiring of silicon module process engineers as part of its strategy to enhance chip production. As highlighted by Benzinga, the electric vehicle manufacturer is actively seeking engineers in several areas of chip manufacturing, including lithography and metrology, across its facilities in Austin and Palo Alto. Tesla's chief executive officer, Elon Musk, recently encouraged candidates with strong backgrounds in artificial intelligence and semiconductor engineering to reach out directly via email. This recruitment effort is seen as a significant step towards Tesla's goal of producing custom chips for artificial intelligence applications independently and at a larger scale. In terms of stock performance, Tesla shares have risen by over 25% in the past 6 months and have gained more than 13% this year alone. The company's market capitalization stands at approximately $1.35 trillion, with shares trading within a 52-week range of $214.25 to $488.54. Benzinga's analysis indicates that Tesla is currently experiencing a phase of short-term consolidation, while medium and long-term trends appear to be on an upward trajectory.
This commentary focuses on the performance of WEC Energy Group Inc. and its returns to shareholders. In a statement, Yahoo Finance UK highlighted that while the company's share price has increased by 20% over the last 5 years, this growth has lagged behind the overall market return. Over the past year, the stock rose by 11%, indicating a more modest performance relative to broader market trends. When examining the company's earnings, WEC Energy Group saw its earnings per share grow at an annual rate of 6.4% during the past 5 years. This growth in earnings is notably stronger than the 4% annual increase in its share price over the same period, suggesting that the market may not fully recognize the company's underlying value. The total shareholder return, or TSR, which considers both the change in stock price and dividend payments, is a more comprehensive measure of investor returns. For WEC Energy Group, the TSR stood at 42% over the last 5 years, which is considerably better than the price appreciation alone, largely due to its attractive dividend policy. In the last year, the company's TSR aligned with the market average at around 15%, which is a positive sign for investors. However, potential investors should be cautious, as there are some warning signs associated with the company. Yahoo Finance UK notes that, while the stock has shown resilience, it may not be the ideal investment choice for everyone. Investors are encouraged to consider other companies with promising growth potential and past earnings performance. Overall, WEC Energy Group presents a mixed picture, with solid earnings growth tempered by market skepticism regarding its stock price performance.
This commentary discusses the potential of TJX companies and Ulta Beauty as leading stocks in the consumer discretionary sector as the holiday season approaches. In a statement, TradingView shared that consumer discretionary stocks have generally underperformed this year, but signs of momentum are emerging. Josh Brown, the chief executive officer of Ritholtz Wealth Management, has highlighted TJX companies as a model of stability in the retail landscape. With over 5,000 stores globally, many positioned near target outlets, TJX has carved out a niche by offering value to shoppers, especially during times of rising costs. The company's decentralized pricing strategy allows local merchants to adjust prices based on market conditions, fostering a perception of strong discounts that drives customer traffic and loyalty. Financially, TJX has shown impressive growth, with earnings per share projected to rise from $2.97 in fiscal 2023 to $4.26 in fiscal 2025, and guidance for the following year has been increased as well. Comparable sales grew by 5% in the most recent quarter, indicating resilience amid broader consumer pullbacks. Brown advises investors to monitor risk levels around $140 and $134. While long-term investors can be reassured by the company's consistent guidance increases, with a dividend yield of 1.12%, TJX remains an attractive option for those seeking reliable growth in retail. Turning to Ulta Beauty, Brown also praises it as a top stock. The company boasts a robust loyalty program with membership nearing 46 million, which significantly contributes to its sales, accounting for about 95% of total revenue. Ulta has effectively engaged its customer base through strategic partnerships and events, such as collaborations with major celebrities and participation in high-profile festivals. These initiatives have not only boosted brand visibility, but also strengthened customer loyalty. In its second quarter of fiscal 2026, Ulta reported a 6.7% increase in comparable sales, with growth across all channels. From a technical standpoint, Brown identifies the $570 mark as a crucial breakout point, while support around $500 has been stable. However, unlike TJX, Ulta does not currently offer a dividend, which may deter income-focused investors. As we head towards the holiday shopping season, both TJX companies and Ulta Beauty present compelling opportunities for investors, albeit with different strengths and considerations.
This report addresses the termination of former Campbell's executive Martin Bally following allegations of racist remarks and wrongful termination claims from a former employee. In a statement, Yahoo News UK shared that Bally was let go after a lawsuit revealed he made offensive comments about the company's products and customers during a recorded conversation with Robert Garza, a former employee. Garza claimed he was fired for reporting Bally's behavior, which included derogatory remarks and an admission of using drugs at work. Campbell's acknowledged the situation in their public statement, emphasizing that Bally's comments do not align with the company's values and culture. They also clarified that they had not been informed of the audio recording prior to the lawsuit. The company expressed its commitment to high-quality food production, countering Bally's claims about their products being unhealthy and unfit for consumers. As the situation unfolds, Garza is seeking compensation for emotional and reputational harm, which highlights a broader issue of workplace culture and accountability. This incident raises questions about corporate governance and how companies respond to allegations of misconduct.
This report addresses the growth forecast for the propylene glycol market in Europe through 2033. Insights from market data forecast reveal that this market is projected to expand significantly, with an estimated value increasing from approximately $1 billion in 2024 to over $1.6 billion by 2033, reflecting a compound annual growth rate of about 6%. Propylene glycol is a widely used organic compound known for its roles as a solvent and humectant across various industries, including pharmaceuticals, food and beverage, and cosmetics. Its popularity stems from its low toxicity and high effectiveness in stabilizing formulations and improving bioavailability in drug delivery systems. The report highlights that propylene glycol is an essential ingredient in over 60% of liquid pharmaceutical formulations approved between 2020 and 2023, a trend that is driving market growth. Moreover, the demand for sustainable and bio-based products is reshaping the landscape. Many cosmetic companies are committed to sourcing renewable propylene glycol. Driven by consumer preferences for non-toxic and environmentally friendly ingredients, major players like L'Oreal and Unilever are pushing for 100% renewable carbon in their formulations by 2030, a clear sign of the industry's shift towards sustainability. However, the market is not without challenges. Regulatory scrutiny is increasing, particularly concerning safety and environmental standards. Changes in classification under the European Union regulations are creating compliance complexities for manufacturers. This is compounded by fluctuations in propylene supply, which have been impacted by reduced refinery utilization rates and price volatility in the propylene market. Despite these hurdles, the report indicates that the European propylene glycol market is likely to thrive, particularly in sectors like pharmaceuticals and de-icing fluids, where regulatory trends favor its use over alternatives. The aviation industry, for instance, is increasingly adopting propylene glycol-based de-icing fluids due to their lower environmental impact compared to traditional options. In summary, the European propylene glycol market is poised for substantial growth, driven by increasing demand across multiple sectors, a shift towards sustainable production practices, and the ongoing need for compliance with stringent regulatory frameworks.
This commentary discusses a market indicator known as bullish fuel that has identified potential movements in major stocks. Stocks to Trade warns that this little-known indicator has flagged some of the biggest names in the market, suggesting they could either experience significant declines or substantial gains. While the specific details about United Airlines Holdings Incorporated's earnings are currently unavailable, the emphasis is on watching these key stocks closely. It's important to note that such indicators are not foolproof, and past performance does not guarantee future results. Investors are reminded that financial investing carries inherent risks, and thorough research is essential before making any investment decisions.
This commentary examines the return on equity, or ROE, of Targa Resources Corporation. Market observers at Yahoo Finance highlighted that ROE is a key metric for investors, as it indicates how efficiently a company reinvests shareholder capital to generate profits. For Targa Resources, the ROE stands at an impressive 64%, which means the company earns 64 cents for every dollar of equity invested by shareholders over the past 12 months. This performance is notably better than the industry average of 11% in the oil and gas sector, which is certainly a positive indicator. However, it is crucial to approach this figure with caution. A high ROE can sometimes be misleading if it is significantly influenced by high levels of debt. Targa Resources has a debt-to-equity ratio of 6.03, suggesting that a substantial portion of its returns may be coming from borrowed funds rather than from operational efficiency alone. Investors should keep in mind that while a high ROE is attractive, it can also carry increased risk, particularly in volatile market conditions. Therefore, assessing a company's debt levels alongside its ROE is essential for understanding its overall financial health and sustainability. In conclusion, while Targa Resources shows a strong return on equity, potential investors should consider the company's reliance on debt and analyze its growth prospects relative to market expectations. This nuanced approach will help investors make informed decisions about their investments. This commentary focuses on market data and reference information provided by various financial services. According to TradingView's latest report, the data includes insights from ICE Data Services and FactSet, along with additional information sourced from the American Bankers Association and Quartr. This comprehensive data collection reflects the ongoing efforts to provide investors with accurate and timely information, which is essential for making informed decisions in today's dynamic market environment.
This report discusses a recent stock sale by CrowdStrike Holdings Chief Accounting Officer, Saha Anurag. TradingView's latest research indicates that Anurag sold 540 shares of Class A common stock on June 25, 2024, at a price of $384.26 per share. This transaction brought in a total of $207,503. Following this sale, Anurag now holds 37,661 shares in CrowdStrike. Such insider trading activities can often signal various things, including an executive's confidence in the company or potential liquidity needs. It's always important for investors to keep an eye on these movements as they can provide insights into the management's perspective on the company's future.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening and have a great morning.